Well, in about a week's time, I get to do something which is particularly close to my heart. I'll be working with a small group of interested people on how do you change beliefs? And the implications of this are just so massive for us, both as personal, private individuals, and also for us in any kind of world of work where we need to be effective in engaging with others. Because sometimes we'll actually have to either address our own limiting beliefs or build more empowering beliefs for ourselves and others. All that talk in business about winning hearts and minds, for instance, is something which it's all very well to talk about it. The question is, how do you do it? And that's for me where the tools and techniques that we've been developing that now figure in the Master Practitioner program get to really come into their own, because the implications are nothing less than, well, life-changing, and indeed, in some cases, life-saving. I mean, I'll give you an example from my own experience where, in the field of health and safety, for instance, you can try to get people to do things which will actually be, good for them, like they get to come home with the same number of limbs they went to work with in the morning. It's sort of a good idea. But a lot of the time, what you'll see is people being told to do things, so it's behavior. And lots of rules, lots of procedures. And the weird thing is that very often this can actually cause people to become less mindful, less aware, and arguably less adult, because they're sort of just doing what they're told. Whereas what we know is that to get the best results, you actually have to have people believe that this matters and to care about it in a way which engages their own values, and not just for themselves, to care for those around them as well, that we as a team take care of each other, we look out for each other. That's a what? That's a value. That's a mindset. And being able to create that is something which differentiates leaders, teams, and organizations and make them outstanding. Now, that's true in the world of work, but of course it's also true in our own lives. How do we get to have the kind of quality of life and the personal health and happiness which makes being successful worth being successful? It's like, what does success mean if you're just feeling not so great much of the time? Well, again, how do you do that? How do you get to have a quality of life where you're driving the bus and you're growing as you do so? Being able to do that for yourself, being able to do that for your kids if you have them, and being able to do that with those you work with, that makes all the difference. It really is a difference. It makes a difference when it comes to not only having material well-being, but feeling that life is worth living, you are moving in the right direction, and that you feel more yourself. So, the one time each year when we focus on this is the Master Practitioner program, because there are particular ways of working with beliefs, values, and in the process of actually enhancing one's own sense of self. It really matters because ultimately it's what enables us to have a life that's worth living. So being able to change belief systems involves us in doing things that have enormous impact, which is why every year, just once, I'll be working with a small group where we bring trainers over who have the specialist knowledge, who have pioneered the tools and techniques that make this possible. So I'm looking forward to seeing Susie Smith, who will be focusing on health and happiness and how you create it. I'll be enjoying having Tim Halbom here again, who will focus on building wealth and the potential of hypnosis in our everyday lives, just having a basic understanding. And of course, Robert Diltz will be here to give some of the latest work that he's been doing that helps us make these kinds of changes and to change belief systems even. All of this with a very, I think, in a very intimate setting, where the people coming are the people who care. So that's going to be a very rewarding time for me, maybe for you too. But either way, till the next time.